Welcome to SFTM, otherwise known as Salvation from the Matrix. I am your host, Brian Emeka. If you need some wisdom to deal with the constant pressures of life and need a truthful message to help you find your purpose in your career, business, and relationships, this is the podcast for you. It's another day and another show with me. I hope you're inspired by this message. Thank you and enjoy. Everybody, and welcome to my podcast. This is Brian Emeka again for Salvation from the Matrix. Thank you for choosing to listen to this message today. Today's topic, really, I want to talk about something that I feel that a lot of people do struggle with in their life, and that's really about the paralysis of choice. You know, people are afraid to make decisions, obviously making a decision about certain things that are very crucial to the way your life turns out can be tough, it can be difficult. And I feel a lot of younger people today especially, are faced with life today where there's so many things that you can choose from, you know, from simple things, just like, yo, hey, Netflix has how many shows? A bajillion amount of shows? The amount of things we have to choose on a daily basis can lead to a situation where we are paralyzed by just the sheer amount of choice available, the sheer amount of options to choose from. It makes things all the more difficult. If you had three choices of very good shirts to wear, it's easy. You know, it's easier. Let me not say it's easy, but it's easier. But if you had 30 good shirts to choose from, now that can be quite difficult, you know. But those are simple things. Now let's make it a little bit more interesting, more difficult. With people who want to go to college, this is where I talk about self-awareness a lot. And, you know, realizing who you are. But, you know, if you're trying to go to college and you're trying to make a decision about your life, there's how many degrees to choose from. There's a lot of stuff you can study out there to pick. And a lot of people go to college and they're not sure yet what to decide on. You see a lot of people change their majors 2, 3, 4 times even. A lot of people drop out because, well, they're just tired of not going down the right path. They feel it's not the right path because they've changed their mind so much, and because there are just so many other different options, they don't really know what's the right thing to do. So there's a lot of fear, I believe, that is attributed to this, and it's the fear of failure. Okay, I think the people in my, you know, generation, my age range, millennials, we are faced with a situation where failure is probably is terrible. You can't escape the consequences of being a failure in this generation, because of, I believe, the need to be on level with people who are around you. People around you, like your friends and people on social media that you're comparing yourself to. So people don't want to fail, and they don't want to make certain decisions that are good for them, or they just don't want to make any decisions at all. So for instance, let's break this down a little bit more. Okay, for me personally, I came from Nigeria, and in Nigeria you have to make straight decisions quickly. You don't have that that numerous amount of opportunities, so you learn very quickly. Okay, I have to make a solid decision here that's gonna see myself be successful in life. I think people here in America, they're spoiled for choice. You know, there's a lot of things that they can choose from, with whatever avenue they have to go down. But this is where self-awareness is important, because I came to America and I faced the same issue. I didn't know what to study. I changed my major 3 times. I was like, what is going on? I have this talent, I think, in my head for public speaking, but I didn't really know what to do with it. I did not have a clue what was good for me and what was important for me. So, you know, I think sometimes decisions need to be made. I made a decision. I was like, okay, I'm going to drop out of college. That's it. I'm dropping out. And it wasn't just dropping out for dropping out's sake. I wanted to do something. I wanted to pursue a career of, you know, video production, and I taught myself how to do it. And I was making active decisions to carry out that plan. I think the worst thing you can do is not make a decision, is to stay in that thing that you're suffering in and allow it to engulf you. You have to make a decision that you are strong, you're absolute, and you're like, okay, if I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fail well. Like, you have to like, okay, this is it, I'm going for it, you know? You can't be successful at something when you're at 50%, because whoever is above you, even by 1%, is gonna whoop you. That's just life in general. That's just society in general. That person that has that little bit more is gonna beat you. So you have to do everything to be at 100% all the time, just to make sure you 100% drive is what I'm talking about. You have to have the 100% drive and ambition to be successful in whatever decision you're making. So if you're like, hey, I don't know for certain that this is something that I want to do, but I'm going to give my 100% for it. Now, before you make that decision, please take some time to process yourself. Go through self-awareness, go through certain checklists, do online profiles and figure out what kind of personality you are. I don't care what you do, figure out who you are as a person, because that's what's going to help you to have a framework to make certain decisions. You know, if you don't know who you are, who are you making decisions for? You don't know who you are. You're just making decisions willy-nilly, and you're not going to choose anything good for yourself because you don't know what to choose for the right person. Who are you as a person? You know, if you're a person and you realize I like cake, it's simple, but you know, you're gonna always be, when you see the choice between cake and I don't know, one other kind of pastry, you're always gonna choose cake because you know you like cake as a person. So my point being is, there are certain steps you have to go through, there are certain decisions you have to make that will allow you to make decisions quickly, easy. Not easy, everything is gonna be difficult, but it's gonna make it easier. Let me put it like that. It's gonna take away that paralysis. For example, you know, I'm gonna use myself as an example because it's the easiest one that I can. I know for a fact that I'm public speaking, I love to be creative, and I love being able to impact people positively. To go take a desk job, a job at a desk, would be the worst thing that I could do for my life, because I would hate it. I would hate it so much. It doesn't matter the amount of effort I put in, I would always hate it, because that's just not who I am. But when I realized who I am as a person, it allowed me to say, I'm comfortable saying, no, dad, no mom, no uncle, no brother, no sister, no parents, no to whoever. That's not what I want to do. I'm confident in my choice, you know? And self-awareness and being able to realize what your purpose is gives you that confidence. It gives you that confidence of, this is what I want, you know? And no one can take that away from you. But if you don't take the opportunity to take the time to realize who you are, you're always going to be in a position of limbo. You just don't know what to do. You're stuck. And you have to free yourself from being stuck. Now, these are the simple steps I would say that helped me a lot to figure out what I wanted to be and who I wanted to be. And really, the number one thing is self-awareness. That's the number one thing. You have to really realize who you are as a person so that you can make decisions for that person. And once you realize that, you have more confidence. Now you have to figure out what your purpose is in life. You know, that when you figure out that purpose and you know this is your track to run, you have tunnel vision. Just go for it. Don't even overthink it. Just go for it. So those are the three things you need to do. I hope it helps you figure out and solves your paralysis of choice. But I know it's not easy. I know I'm making it sound easy, but it's not. It's something that took me a course of 3-4 years to figure out. life is long, you know. I speak to any millennial out there that is maybe in their 20s, you know, early 20s, and is looking at things and they don't have anything figured out. I'm like, chill, just take your time. Like, don't stress so much that it makes matters worse. Breathe, man. Like, you honestly, when you realize that there's so much growth you have to go through to become an adult, really, you cut yourself some slack. You start realizing that, okay, let's not put the cart before the horse. We have to take things step by step. We have to improve ourselves mentally to be able to handle certain situations. You know, I saw this stat the other day that 80% of NFL football players go bankrupt. These are people who paid in the millions and millions of dollars. Now, what happened? They struck gold. They did a career that they enjoyed and everything. But what happened? They never grew in their self-development. They never realized their self-awareness. They never understood all these things. So that when it came to times to make decisions, good and bad decisions, they were confident enough and brave enough to make the good decisions. They weren't able to do that. And this is something that happens to a lot of people in life. So don't rush to grow up without developing your mind. You can grow in physically, you can grow in your body, you can grow your bank account, but if your mind is not developed, none of that is going to stay grown. You're just going to revert back to the first state where you should have started developing anyway. So take some time to grow yourself before you try and grow anything else. Thank you guys for listening today. I hope you got something positive from today's message. You know, I'm working on another podcast with my wife, and that should be uploaded coming this Friday. Like I said, check out the other podcast that I did. It was really fun talking with her, my wife. She's amazing. So having a discussion on any topic will always be great. But thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys got something positive from today's message. And I will see you guys with another podcast on another day. Bye.